The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
This morning, we open a new liturgical book in the liturgical cycle of the Church. It's called the Triodion, which is a Lenten book. And now in the pre-Lenten period, we prepare ourselves toward this great ascetical period in the life of the Church. And this book ends during the Holy Week, exactly the day before the Pascha, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the beginning of this liturgical book, the Church calls us to reorganize and to refocus our lives. Victory over pride, hatred, and spiritual blindness is the chief organization of our souls. In preparing ourselves to the Great Lent, we have to start a journey of liberation and eradication or transformation of our passions. These selfish gifts, these selfish desires which we have, must be directed or redirected towards goals that are genuine and godly, so that we may attain a healthy soul. We are carefully invited to follow the faith, patience, perseverance of the apostles in order to reach the mysterious meeting of God and man in Jesus Christ. In every soul of yours, Christ has to be born and has to become flesh and you. In every soul of yours, Christ lives and his incarnation continues and is fulfilled. When Jesus Christ descended into the earth, humbling himself, our souls have to be prepared for him. Our hearts have to be purified. Only when we are humble and pure, we will be able to recognize and acknowledge Jesus Christ. The process of receiving him, the receiving of mercy of God, has started. The activity of God's grace cannot be external. It cannot be achieved just in fasting twice a week, or in paying tithes, or in paying membership fees only to the Church, but in outgrowing our egos and selfishness. Grace presupposes that we have humility, compunction, and contrition of hearts. Our lives, all your lives, as a Christian, begin with a new birth at the baptismal font. But today, at this season, we have to approach the Lent with purity and humility. It is the season of participation in a pure birth of Christ from the Virgin. Christ delivers and frees us, but every one of you has to accept and experience this deliverance with himself, with humility and prayer. And this liberation, this process of liberation, is a way out of slavery and oppression of our self-adoration and condemnation of others. It is a shift from selfish love to a selfless love, from the sickness of the Pharisee to the healthiness of the tax collector. We often forget and lose the ability to contemplate, recognize, and worship God. Our prayers sometimes are overcrowded with the selfish images. Our sins are movements downward to ourselves and to our achievements. And this is exactly what happened to the Pharisee, who was an idol worshiper. He was not a worshiper of God, for he worshiped the idol of himself. Therefore, today, we are called to animate and transform ourselves and to be role models as worshipers. Today, we are called not to be just observers of the law, but to live godly in Christ Jesus. We as sinners, and we all are sinners, can wash away our pollution by repentance and especially by sincere sorrow and tears. And I will leave you this morning with a quotation from Saint Ephrem the Syrian, which underlines the beauty of repentance, saying, I dress myself with tears, and thus I am adorned. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.